K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi there.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Carmen, and I'm actually hoping you can help me with when you do that second date segment. I'm hoping you can help me.
Well, tell us a little more about it. Maybe we can.
Details.
Okay. So I met this guy, Joey. We met online. Really cute. Caught my attention right away. We completely hit it off. We texted back and forth, and he picked me up for dinner. We went to Treasure Island.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so things
love
were going
that place.
Great.
So good.
Lots of chemistry, and I got a call. There was a little emergency back at my apartment complex, and so I said to Joey, can you just drive me back there so I can deal with it? And he did, and it's weird though, but I've been reaching out to him. I have not heard back from him, and I really don't understand what went wrong. I know we didn't even get to eat our dinner, I get it, but I was hoping to go back out to another restaurant with Joey and my treat.
Her treat?
I thought that's what we did on second date. We treat, right?
We'll go. We'll chaperone. Okay, so this is Joey. We're talking to Joey in a few minutes, right?
Joey, yeah. His name is Joey.
Okay, well, yeah, give us about 10 minutes and we'll give Joey a call and figure out what happened for you. Okay, Carmen?
Thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Carmen, so you guys said you met online, you went to Treasure Island for your date, but you had an emergency at the apartment. Did you get everything figured out over there?
Yeah.
Was everything okay?
It's weird.
Yeah, I totally did. I mean, even calling it an emergency is like over the top. It was not that big a deal. I totally cleared it up.
Good.
Okay, well, be real quiet. We're getting ready to call Joey now, okay?
Let's call Joey.
Hello?
Hey, is this Joey?
How you doing?
This is Joey. What's going on?
Joey, it's Nancy and Woody.
Stop that.
Okay, it's
You're
Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Oh, it's New Country.
Yes.
That's us.
Are you a big fan of Luke Combs?
I mean, who's not, right?
Yeah. Well, we play him every 10 minutes. Because he's good.
Right.
Because he's good. But, hey, the reason that we're calling is Woody and I on our show every morning, we do something every day at 7:30, don't we?
Yeah, and you probably know what it is since you're a fan, Joey. It's called Second Date Update.
Oh, I am definitely familiar with Second Date Update.
You're on it.
Okay. Wow. I guess I'm not totally surprised, though.
Oh, really?
He must also know who we're calling about then.
Do tell.
Yeah. So I went out with a little date. Her name was Carmen. And I was excited. But before we even ordered dinner, her phone just started blowing up. First she answered, it was her ex. Then it was her roommate. And then it was her freaking landlord. And he's calling her, and he's saying that her ex was just wasted and causing a huge scene right outside of her apartment.
Joey, real quick. Okay, I'm confused. He's outside her apartment. She gets called by the landlord. Do they live together?
No. She's living by herself. He is literally wasted by her window, just yelling, Carmen! Carmen!
It was God.
I understand why they were about to call the cops. It was a scene and a half, guys. It was unreal. But she goes up, starts arguing with him. They're yelling at each other. I'm just standing there. And then she just takes off to her apartment, goes in and slams the door.
So what are you thinking the entire time this is going down? You're standing right in front of it.
If you don't mind, it was a show.
It sounds like it.
I mean, it sounds like, doesn't it sound like an episode of Cops? Was he wearing like a tank top or something? You know what I mean? What did you do?
Well, so she slams the door and goes inside, doesn't even say goodbye or acknowledge me. And the dude looks at me.
Uh-oh.
Like kind of stumbling, you know? And he goes, hey, man, can you give me a ride?
What?
Did you give him a ride?
Hell no, I didn't give him a ride.
So she goes in the apartment and leaves you out with drunken guy?
Again, she runs inside, doesn't even acknowledge me, slams the door, and I'm just there for like 15 minutes with this dude. And we just sit awkwardly silent for like 10 minutes until he decides to ask me for a ride. So I bailed, head straight to Rally's, got some dinner. It ends up being a great night for me.
Sounds like Woody.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Rally's.
You know, when it all goes down in the pooper, then you go get food.
Get a big Buford and some fries.
Okay, so...
Delicious.
You said she left you. But she called us to go out with you again. Has she been trying to get hold of you, and you're just like, no, or what?
I blocked her number because I don't want to deal with this craziness.
Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense as to why she can't get a hold of him.
Hey, Joey, it's Carmen. I'm actually on the line.
Yeah, I know how these things work. Hey, Carmen.
Hey. Listen, you're really blowing this out of proportion. I mean, he was drunk. He's like...
I'm not judging him. I'm not the one who went on a date, you know, had to bail. Carmen, you literally ran inside and slammed the door without even saying anything. What were you doing?
I just needed a moment. You know, sometimes you need a moment, and I needed to decompress. I just needed to do a little deep breathing. And honestly, I came out. I was in for like 10 minutes. I came out, and you were gone, and I wanted to apologize. I understand it was a little awkward, but you just took off, and then, like, you blocked my number? Like,
I mean, look, it wasn't 10 minutes. It was like 15 to 20 minutes. Frankly, it could have been longer. And you didn't give me any warning, no text, no, not even a look. So, like, what am I supposed to do, just wait for you on this crazy first date when I have to stand by your wasted ex-boyfriend? It's ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, it was not 20 minutes. I mean, no. There's no possible way. It was definitely 100%. 10. It was 10. Anyway, I just think it's incredibly rude that someone would just leave. Especially, you probably might have guessed, I was a little bit upset after this. Like, I needed someone to talk to. And, like, you're gone.
Oh.
I mean...
So it's my fault.
Carmen, does this happen often when your ex-boyfriend starts drinking? Does he show up at your apartment all the time?
I mean, he's got some issues, okay? But he's a good guy. He's right, Joey? I mean, you probably talked to him.
I gave him my number, and he hasn't stopped hitting me up. So I blocked him, and now he's sending me messages on Instagram. Please tell him to just leave me alone.
Why'd you give him your number, Joey?
Yeah, dude.
He was upset, and I felt bad. You know, I'm not going to give him a ride home, but... I don't know. I didn't want the guy to, like, die or anything.
Right. Like, now you understand how I felt. Like,
no, it's completely different. You could have let the cops come get him. You could have told him to stop way before this. This is something you didn't deal with well, and now you're projecting it on me. I'm not interested. I'm not interested, Carmen.
That's pretty clear.
Yeah, I guess this is when we can step in and give the offer anyway, even though Joey just kind of told us what his deal was.
Well, Joe, you know how this works. You guys, you know, you told us both your sides, and now the radio station can offer you a second date. We'll pick up the tab for everything. Expenses, you getting to and from, concert tickets, but you have to,
you know. Both of you have to say yes now.
Well,
concert tickets? That sounds awesome. Concert tickets.
Yeah, how about you go with your ex-boyfriend?
That's not how it works.
No.
Then no, I'm okay.
Okay, I would have gone. In fact, Joey, I told them that I would have treated you.
She did.
I would have paid for it.
She did say that earlier.
Yeah, but you know they pay for it. That's the whole point of the show.
I was making a point, but fine.
Hard pass.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.